With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Iran war rages on.
Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Thursday morning at Israeli and American bases, while Israel said it had begun a large-scale attack on Tehran as Israeli and Iranian strikes in the Middle East commence for a sixth day. Plumes of smoke were seen rising across various parts of Tehran on Thursday morning as U.S.-Israeli airstrikes continued to pound the Iranian capital. The Islamic Republic threatened that the United States would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel, as Israel said it was moving to intercept them. The Israeli military has also confirmed its continuing strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group.
Correspondent Karen Chamis, the Senate rejecting an effort to halt the war. Republicans have voted down a war powers resolution and would restrict President Trump's ability to continue major combat operations. The House Ethics Committee opening an investigation of Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
The top Republican and Democratic members on the committee said an investigative panel would look into whether Gonzalez engaged in sexual misconduct toward an employee in his office and whether he discriminated unfairly by dispensing special favors or privileges. The congressman, now in his third term, has said he would not step down. In this week's GOP primary election, Gonzalez was forced into a May runoff against Brandon Herrera. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New York federal judge has ruled that companies that paid tariffs struck down last month by the Supreme Court are due refunds. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 67 points, NASDAQ futures up 15. This is SRN News. A Texas fire department chaplain wins a big settlement.
The city of Austin dismissed Andrew Fox after he stated that men should not be allowed to play sports against women. He filed suit, and now the city has agreed to pay him $78,000 to settle the case. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Fox and released a statement saying, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment just for expressing a view with which the government disagrees." Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is ordering one of Manhattan's largest hospitals to resume providing sex change operations for youngsters. NYU Langone stopped doing the procedures amid funding threats from the Trump administration. In a letter to the hospital, the attorney general claims the hospital's decision violates the state's anti-discrimination laws by jeopardizing access to medically necessary health care for some of the most vulnerable New Yorkers. This is SRN News. Is it the real deal or something else entirely?
An independent researcher has asserted that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. The unverified claim by Valentina Salerno on Wednesday has unsettled Renaissance scholars, especially since a recent sketch of a foot attributed to Michelangelo, but disputed by some as a copy, recently fetched $27.2 million at auction. Salerno has published her initial claims online. Keith Peters, Washington.
GOP Congressman Burgess Owens says he will not seek re-election. His decision comes after a redistricting shakeup. It left Utah's four Republican representatives to vie for three House seats in the fall. More details at SRNnews.com.